Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to the Property Podcast. Rob and I are raring to go, and we kick off this year in style by going and giving you our hotspots for 2023.
Welcome to the Property Podcast. This is the show where we take time out from advising a multi-million pound property fund, which you can learn about at portfolio.co.uk, and arranging hundreds of transactions for our clients every year, and bring you the knowledge that we've gained along the way for free. Today, we are kicking off what's actually the 10th anniversary year of the Property Podcast by bringing you our hotspots. There are what we consider to be some surefire winners, there are some up-and-comers, and there are also some locations if you're feeling a little bit brave. So make sure you stick around. So this is the first official podcast of the year. But if you've been checking your feed, you will notice this is not actually the first thing that has gone live for the podcast this year, because we snuck out a little mini series to help you kick off your year in style. So whether you are new to property in 2023, or if you got started and you're just looking for a little bit of a boost, or if you're an established investor and you just want to make sure you keep the momentum up this year, this series is perfect for you. We're covering everything from how to get started to the biggest mistakes to avoid to specific actions you can take to make sure you win at property in 2023. So if you're subscribed to the podcast, you'll find that in your feed. It should be there right now. You can go and listen as soon as you finish this episode. But most importantly, if you know anyone else who's interested in property, maybe your friend who's been talking about doing it for years but hasn't got around to it, maybe you're just having a conversation recently with someone who said that they wanted to make an investment this year, go pass this series on to them. Tell them to go and subscribe to the Property Podcast, whether that's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that they choose to listen, and start with that mini series. It's the perfect entry point to this podcast. So there's no need for them to go back and listen to all 500 previous episodes. They can just start right there and be immediately up to speed. So make sure you listen to that series yourself and do yourself a favor and your friend a favor by passing it on. Okay, time to reveal our hotspots for 2023. This year, like last year, we're dividing it into three categories. We've got our sure things, we've got our up-and-comers, and we've got some locations for the brave. So Rob, let's get straight into the list of sure things, and we're starting with a location that's got an upgrade from last year.
Yes, and it's worth stressing that what we're about to run through is in no particular order. We love these areas. These are our top picks for this year. And Derby last year was an up-and-comer. And wow, what an up-and-comer it was. It delivered, according to HomeTrack, 9% growth last year, which is phenomenal. That's a super strong performer. That puts it in the top five locations in the whole of the UK. So really, actually, we probably got it wrong last year to call it an up-and-comer, because it performed like one of the top areas. And it's because of that breakout year, it absolutely makes our top list this year. And it's not hard to see why Derby is performing so well. High employment and a lot of great employment there as well. You've got Rolls-Royce, you've got Bombardier and other major manufacturers in the area, which means the average wage in Derby is in the top 10 in the UK. But yet property prices are very, very affordable compared to the wages that are on offer there, which means it's ripe for property growth. Yes, of course, you've got all the investment that you would expect to see as well. But if we weren't convinced on Derby already, after considering how it performed last year and some of the economic principles at play, one of the other things that makes me really, really like Derby is the complete lack of undersupply of new property on the market and coming to market. There just isn't enough. There's not enough good quality stock there. It's so undersupplied. So I feel there's a real opportunity for those who are going in this year. Last year was brilliant, and I think this year will be another brilliant year for Derby. So much to love. Prices that are accessible to most people as the cheapest property prices of our top list. So it's more accessible to more people. So Derby as a location will be an area we'll be very focused on this year.
Next up, just down the road, is Nottingham. Nottingham was in our top list last year, and it deserved to be, because it actually grew in value by more than anywhere else in the UK. 10.9% growth last year. So you might think, all right, it's had that growth now, it's time for things to ease off a bit. And that is something we have seen with other locations. So like Edinburgh was right up the top of the list for a few years, and now it's practically down the bottom of the list. But there are other locations, like Leicester, for example, that was leading the pack for a long time and is still up there now. Leicester placed sixth in the UK last year. And Nottingham has got so much going for it, I think it's going to be up there again. It may not be top, but let's be honest, we're not investing in property as somewhere to try and get in and out within a year and pick the best place in the UK. That's not the point of the exercise. The point is to pick somewhere that's going to grow in value over time, it's going to rent really well, and it's going to be a superb long-term investment. And it's hard to think of many places better than Nottingham for that. Nottingham's somewhere else that doesn't have a great deal of supply. There's been more new schemes in the last couple of years than there have been for the last 10 years or so, but still not a lot compared to demand in Nottingham, which is growing and growing. Rents in Nottingham are still super attractive and growing fast. And if you look at the average house price in Nottingham, which according to Hometrack is £198,000, that's cheaper than you'll find in the majority of comparable cities, despite having so much going for it. So I think there's plenty more upside there. So Nottingham, very comfortable having it on our list.
The next one will be familiar to many long-time listeners of the podcast. It's Leeds, because Leeds makes our top list most years. In fact, probably every year for the last so many years. It's a consistent performer. It might be a little bit boring compared to some of the other areas. You know, not everybody invests in Derby and Nottingham. But you know what? You don't always need to have excitement when it comes to property investment. And actually, you probably don't want any excitement at all. You just want steady performers. Even with it performing strongly over the last few years, there's still plenty of opportunity and upside there. Loads of investment into the city. Economically, one of the strongest cities in the UK. Lots of finance companies based there, lots of headquarters based there. Very much an affluent city. Yes, of course, all cities have their not so nice areas, but overall, Leeds is a bit of a fundamentals hotspot. Everything you would want Leeds has. That's the trains, motorways, good employment, great universities. Leeds is a brilliant city, and if you want a safe bet, Leeds could be a location for you to look at this year.
Next up, another location we've featured plenty of times before, Manchester and Greater Manchester. So we're mentioning each of them separately because they're both great places to invest, we believe, but they've got different characteristics. So Manchester city centre is so interesting because supply of properties in the city centre has rocketed over recent years, but demand to rent in the city centre has increased by more than that. So there's this incredible stat from Urban Bubble. This is that in the third quarter of last year, the number of properties available to rent in Manchester hit its lowest on record, which is 360. It's only 360 properties available out of the thousands and thousands that are there. As a result of that, rents are way, way up. Rents in some areas of Manchester are up by as much as 38%. And across Manchester as a whole, that figure is nearly 20%. So if you invest in Manchester, it's not like you're getting in at absolute rock bottom prices or anything like that, but you are going into a rental market that is just red hot, and it seems like it's going to continue to be so.
Absolutely, Rob. It's certainly not banging at the bottom this year, but I feel it's so, so far away from the top because Manchester is transforming, and we've seen it happen in front of our own eyes. We've got an office there. Manchester is turning into a super city. It really is. In the UK, arguably, it's only ever been London. I know Edinburgh will want to say that, you know, they're up there as well. But London has been the powerhouse. Manchester is not London. It isn't. But it is the strongest city, certainly in England, after London. And every year, that progress seems to accelerate even further forward. It's an incredible success story. So it's no wonder there's a chronic undersupply of rental stock because so many people are gravitating to the area. It's like a magnet for talent. Like London, for decades, has been a magnet for talent, often referred to as the brain drain, where people across the country gravitate to London because the opportunity's there. I feel Manchester is very much the same now. Lots of people are relocating to Manchester from across the UK. And with that trend and with the growth of Manchester, I think the city centre is an incredibly exciting place to invest. But as we've said, it's not just the city centre, and not everybody may be able to afford Manchester city centre. But there's good news because we're loving Greater Manchester as well.
Yeah, we've spoken about the ripple effect plenty of times on this podcast in the past, and Greater Manchester is the beneficiary of all that growth and job creation and everything else that's happening in the centre, rippling out, helped by the fact that the transport is so good because of the tram network. So the whole of Greater Manchester is performing strongly at the moment, will continue to do so. And of course, it gives you a different way to play the market. In the city centre, you're not going to be doing much in the way of refurbs, for example, and you're more likely to have young professionals or students than you are families, not exclusively, but just as a generalisation. So Greater Manchester gives you access to different strategies, different price points, different tenant types, while still benefiting from the overall strength of the Manchester economy as a whole. So for that reason, both Manchester and Greater Manchester make our list.
One that just about makes our list, because it's a bit of a mixed bag, is Liverpool. And when we say Liverpool, we mean the city centre. Liverpool has great affordability, amazing infrastructure, an incredible amount of investment going into the city. It's got so much going for it. Great universities, the list goes on. So why the hesitancy? Because you have to be very careful. There are a lot of developments being started but not finished in Liverpool, and as someone from Liverpool, it's very sad to see. So you will see a lot of investment properties advertised online for Liverpool. Be very, very careful of those schemes. I'm not saying they're all bad because I can't go and research them all for the purpose of this podcast, but I know a fair chunk of them are. So it may be safer just to source your own stock within Liverpool. And again, like every other city, every area is mixed and you really need to know Liverpool to make sure you're picking the best areas. But if you stay within the city centre itself, then you'll probably do fine. So I think Liverpool will perform very strongly this year. We'd expect you to do research on all the other places we mentioned. Make sure you do that, plus a little bit extra if you're going to invest in Liverpool. But in terms of the fundamentals at play and its potential as a property market, super strong.
So those are our short things. Derby, Nottingham, Leeds, Manchester and Greater Manchester and Liverpool City Centre. Again, in no particular order there. Collectively, they're our short things. They're among the areas that we're instructing our team at Property Hub Invest to go out and proactively try as hard as they can to do deals in because we believe they are so strong.
How did you get on with your property goals in 2022? Did you smash them all? Did you achieve everything you wanted? Well done to you. But if you found that last year, and maybe not for the first time, you didn't push on and achieve what you wanted to do, what are you going to do different this year? Well, one way you could supercharge your year this year, make sure you smash your goals and hit those targets that you've always wanted to hit, is working with Property Hub Invest. So if you've been big on goals but poor on time, then maybe Property Hub Invest is worth considering. To find out more, check out Property Hub Invest by going to propertyhub.net/invest and find out how the team there might be able to help you smash your property goals in 2023.
We've also got an up-and-comers category. These are cities where we may not be seeing the benefits yet in such a concrete way as we have in places like Manchester, for example, where we've sort of thrown out some pretty incredible stats, but we believe they're on the way. So if you want to get in somewhere a little bit earlier, which of course brings risks with it, but opportunities as well, then these locations give you the opportunity to do that. The first on that list is Newcastle, which again has earned an upgrade from its place on our list last year. And Newcastle is an interesting one because it's got loads going for it in terms of universities, a mix of employment, and as far as the northeast goes, the transport is pretty good. But what's held it back is that rents have been very low. So the average property price is very low. Hometrack has it at 147,000, which I believe is the lowest of anywhere we're talking about today. But because rents are low as well, in terms of yield, you're not getting rewarded and as much as you kind of should be for getting into somewhere that's a little bit earlier. You should be rewarded for that and you haven't been. And rents are still relatively low. So the average rent in Newcastle is £961 a month, apparently, which is below the UK average. And it appears in many lists of places that are the most affordable for young people to live in, which is great for the perspective of young people, but not so great if you're an investor. But although rents are still low, they are rising. And there are also glimpses that big institutional investors are starting to see something in the city. So, for example, the insurer L&G, who's big into the build-to-rent sector, has just announced a new development that they're funding for £60 million in Newcastle, made up of two residential towers with 300 apartments, all modern amenities and all that kind of thing, which is just not something that you typically see in Newcastle. So the fact that this is starting to happen and these institutions have got big teams of very smart people doing their research implies that there's something there that you might be able to piggyback on. So that's why Newcastle isn't ready for the prime time yet, but it has now earned its place in our up-and-comers list.
Now, while Newcastle is new on our up-and-comers list, Belfast is there again. But for good reason, because we are still excited about the potential of Belfast. Last year, it had a solid year for property price growth, around 8%, which put it mid-table. But the number that's really eye-catching is that it is still 22% lower than its peak from 2008, which is absolutely crazy. There's only two places in the whole of the UK that are lower than its 2008 peak, and the other one being Aberdeen. And Aberdeen is a bit of a nuts market, which is more influenced by oil prices than the normal fundamentals that guide property prices elsewhere. So Aberdeen being an anomaly just really leaves Belfast on its own, but not a couple of percent under, 22%. Now, that doesn't mean it should grow 22% to catch up in the next year. And we put it on up and comers because we're not quite ready to commit ourselves to say Belfast is the area. But yields are good, fundamentals are brilliant, obviously a capital city, loads of investment. Belfast deserves very much to stay on this list Rob and I are keeping a very close eye on it. We're certainly not on the verge of making any moves, but it's a location that has had our attention for a little bit and will absolutely continue to have our attention for this year. It's a really, really interesting market, Belfast. And if you want to go outside the safe list that we've mentioned, or you live in Northern Ireland, then maybe Belfast is one for you.
And the final place on our up-and-comers list goes to Cardiff. Cardiff is another one that placed mid-table last year, actually exactly the same growth as Belfast. And there's been loads of development and investment in Cardiff recently, and that's set to continue. Lots of employers expanding there, lots more development planned, and the population is projected to grow by another 20% within the next 12 years, which is the highest rate of increase in Wales. So Cardiff kind of being a magnet, sucking in talent in much the same way as Manchester started to do in England. Also, on the theme of riding on the coattails of the big institutional investors, which is not the silliest strategy, LNG are at it again. They recently announced an investment of $200 million in Cardiff to deliver 715 apartments, which is actually just their latest investment in the city and takes their total investment to over £1 billion. Wow. So they see a lot of potential in Cardiff, and so do we.
So that concludes our up-and-comers list. Next, we have areas for the brave. And brave for different reasons, which we'll explain. The first area on this list was actually on our list last year, and it's London. Now, you may be listening to this go, London brave? And I could understand why you'd be confused, because of all the areas we've mentioned today on the podcast, London has the strongest fundamentals by far, an absolute economic powerhouse, a world-famous city. Why isn't London higher? Well, it's for the brave, because other areas almost certainly will do better last year. Derby, Nottingham and Manchester did twice as well in terms of percentage growth last year compared to London. So you'd have to be brave, because you can probably almost certainly do better by going elsewhere on our list. But London is really interesting because of all the fundamentals that it has. And property prices have been subdued compared to the rest of the UK for many years now. And when that happens, that's when an area starts to become interesting to us. So last year, Rob and I had a watching brief on London, and that's all we did. We watched. We didn't feel it was the right time to move. This year, we'll continue to watch. And if we move into London or start to look at London, we'll absolutely let you know. But for the moment, it falls in the brave category because there are better areas to invest in. But London will always be interesting. It'll always be an area that people will want an opinion on, always be talked about, rightly so. And rightly so, Rob and I will have our eye on it throughout the year to see how it gets on. And maybe at some point, we change our viewpoint.
And the other place in our For the Brave list goes to Glasgow. Now, at first glance, this is a weird selection. Why would you need to be brave to invest in Glasgow? It's a great city. It's on the up. Prices are rising there. Rents are rising there. It's not exploded and potentially peaked in the same way as Edinburgh has done in recent years. So there still seems to be plenty more upside. Where's the bravery involved? Well, the answer, unfortunately, is to do with politics. So we'll link to a YouTube video that we put out towards the end of last year about what's happening in Scotland, which includes rent freezes and eviction bans. Basically, the Scottish government has been very unfriendly towards landlords for a long time, but last year they really took it up a notch. So although the pure property investment case in Glasgow is very strong, you would need to be brave to go into that market today, because it's unfriendly at the moment. It's only been getting more so over the years, and there's no sign of that changing anytime soon. So who knows what restrictions and laws will be put in place that could impair your investment in the future. So it's a shame that that's pulled Glasgow down to the For the Brave list, but if you are comfortable with that political risk, in property terms, Glasgow could be a great investment.
This week's Hub Extra is the perfect companion to this episode, because it's the YouTube video that went out a couple of days ago with us very much talking about this subject, the best hotspots for this year. And the reason why I think you should watch the video is we make some different points. You obviously get the visuals of it, but it's also so you can make sure you are subscribed to the Property Hub YouTube channel, because we are putting out more content in January than ever before. So just like we upped the game on the podcast for January this year, we're upping the game on YouTube as well. It's a must-go-to resource. There's loads of reasons to subscribe. Besides it being free, we keep you updated with what's happening in the property market, but also pump out loads of educational content there as well. So if you are trying to learn your craft as a property investor, which you should be, then make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel And if you don't regularly go to YouTube, make sure you turn on the notifications bell so you get a little email or update for when the videos go live. It's a must-use resource for this year. We really upped our game last year, and we're going to take it up to another level in January. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel to get loads more property goodness.
So that's it for the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed hearing our hotspots for this year. And do make sure you join us next week because, oh my goodness, we're doing it again. Don't know why. We're making our predictions for the year ahead, so you will not want to miss that one. Until then, have a great week and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.